Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back at the Beachcomber and Wellfleet Roadshow number 5. During this fourth roadshow season, a week from today, we will be up back at Hampton Beach and at Bernie's, and night before for pregame, we will be at the GOAT in Hampton Beach, which is a great place. Last night, I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out for a long time last night at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth, and we got to meet the Yarmouth police chief, and everybody was out last night, so... Awesome time.
Yeah, great. I just saw two officers come in. There have to be the most speed traps by mile on the Cape.
Yeah.
Driving back to P-Town, 5.
Wow. Oh, really?
5. Luckily, which is great. I just smile out, yeah. Leaving the bar, nothing to drink. Well, but
luckily, you drive like an old lady. So.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
Wiggy might
puts women back.
That is chauvinistic.
Yeah. Wiggy might be on to something when it comes to the fraudulence of the sole survivor of the plane crash yesterday, because I think there was, and Twitch will probably help me out on this, but there was a movie, I think, that was about a guy who faked being the sole survivor in a plane crash. Do you remember it?
I don't remember it. I don't.
Does anybody remember that?
Or am
I?
Where he faked.
Was that Air Bud?
No. I don't. Might be making it up or like imagining.
Well, there is the movie with Bruce Willis where he's the sole survivor in the train crash in, what the hell is the movie?
You said it, Unbreakable.
Invincible. Oh. Invincible? Unbreakable.
It was a train crash.
Yes.
Maybe this is like, maybe I'm pulling a Hunter Dobbins and like my dad told me that he was a sole survivor or something.
Isn't there an Akon song?
Sole survivor. There is.
Yeah. Yeah. Good pull.
Anyway, Tim.
What's it?
What?
Oh, she's saying Lost. But that was...
No, that's everybody on the island.
That's just the segment.
Tim, believe it or not, listens to this show and was on the JetBlue plane that skidded off the runway yesterday.
Ooh, boots on the ground.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, not as lucky as you are. So what happened?
No, so we landed and... The plane essentially just kind of went all over the place. And when we were done and settled on the lawn, the pilot came over and said that she had lost control of the steering column.
Oh, so female.
I guess it was like, you know, driving down the highway, going 100 miles an hour and having no steering.
Oh, God. So, what was everybody screaming like when you were going off, or did you guys not realize it?
I mean, there were some people that were a little colorful, but I mean, it was kind of like if you fly a lot, it's kind of like a rough landing, but then it didn't stop. And so by the time you kind of caught on to what was going on, we were on the grass. The concerning thing was that it was jerking side to side, and the water was right there to the right.
Did they give you snacks or anything, or like
pop chips?
No, you got a bottled water when you walked out.
All right. Well,
did you see a light or anything?
We're glad.
Yeah, that was
glad
scary.
You're still with
glad
us.
Glad you're good.
Yeah. It was not a big deal.
I feel like I'd be like Denzel Washington in Training Day. I don't know whether to be happy or mad at the pilot. You mother! I would be cussing somebody out. I'd be scared like a mug.
There's obscure reference. The film Almost Famous, when they think the plane is crashing and start admitting things to everybody.
Great movie. Yeah.
All right, back to the news.
Wiggy, they're coming for your guy. Police have issued an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown on charges of attempted murder.
Attempted murder?
Yeah. The alleged incident happened last month in Florida. We talked about it on this show at that celebrity boxing event. Brown claimed he was being attacked at the boxing event with people trying to steal his jewelry, but witnesses are saying Brown shot first. Mm. The alleged victim stated that Brown shot him twice and possibly grazed his neck. He was treated at a local hospital and released.
Oh, yeah, you can't just pull out a burner and start blazing people for no reason.
Did you see, I said it to the group, that Nesson.com story says ex-patriot charged with second-degree murder with a picture of the one game that he played against the Dolphins in number 17.
Yeah.
The next time somebody says that John Henry and the Patriots like each other, I would just suggest that you look at that.
City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson has finally resigned. This, of course, comes after she pled guilty for the federal corruption charges she was facing. Her last day serving will be Friday, July 4th.
Wait a second. She was caught taking a bribe months ago.
Yeah.
And she's been paid the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Isn't it remarkable that Boston operates?
So now she's going to work through the 4th of July.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll be in office on the 4th.
Probably doing a lot on the 4th.
We can hear from City Councilor Ed Flynn on WCVB.
It's beyond time. She needs to resign and do what's in the best interest of her constituents, District 7 in the city of Boston.
Yeah, okay.
Crazy. That, Israel launched an attack on Iran targeting its nuclear program and military leaders in an attack that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said will last many days. So Israel's military said it used 200 fighter jets. In retaliation, Iran then launched 100 drones towards Israeli territory. Donald Trump warned today that Iran must agree to a nuclear deal before there is nothing left. We can hear from Netanyahu.
In recent years, Iran has produced enough highly enriched uranium for 9 atom bombs. 9. In recent months, Iran has taken steps that it has never taken before. Steps to weaponize this enriched uranium. And if not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
Okay.
Very scary.
All right.
You're on the lookout.
Yep. And now let's go to Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, protests have continued around the country against the ICE agents, and Florida is talking to their people in preparation for if protests were to start happening there. We can hear from Ron DeSantis talking about what will happen if protests block your way of getting around, of driving.
All right.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
All right.
Florida.
I think most people would agree, apparently.
That's why we love Florida.
I don't think I could run over somebody, but that is just me.
Did you see the video, though, of the guy in the – I think he was in a pickup truck, and he was, like, pulling an RV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were all in front of him, and they're beating on his window, and it's like –
You should be able to drive over people in that scenario.
Listen.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not right. – like he said, what if they pull you out and they beat you to death?
Yeah. Right. Now, this is a crazy story, especially in connection to today and what's going on in the Karen Reed trial. The Boston Globe is reporting that DNA tests show that former Stoughton police detective Matthew Farwell is not the father of Sandra Birchmore's unborn child. Farwell has been charged with killing Birchmore back in 2021 when Birchmore and Farwell both thought he was the father after years of a relationship that started when she was a child and in a youth police program.
Okay, that really, I mean, it's interesting, but it doesn't change anything.
It does not change anything. Okay. He has pled not guilty.
Okay.
But that is
so he kills the girl for no reason.
Well. So he was married.
Right. She was going to, like, I think he thought she was going to expose him.
Yes. Yeah.
But
they made it look like a suicide, covered up the death, and then years later.
Damn.
Yeah. A 30-year-old visitor from New Jersey was at Yellowstone and ended up at the hospital after being gored by a bison.
Oh, dear.
He is expected to be okay, but the incident is under investigation.
Well, as you would expect, he was trying to take pictures.
Correct.
To get selfies.
Correct.
With the bison.
Correct.
Yeah. This let Darwin work.
Well, and there is a mom and dad under fire right now because it seems like the group involved also had a toddler with them walking up to a bison, and they were caught on video with the toddler walking up. Mitch has that for people on YouTube and Twitch right now. We can hear from the duo that recorded these parents and the toddler.
So they had a baby.
Yep. Toddler walking, like, okay. But walked the toddler up to the bison.
Why would anybody do that?
It's insane.
What is wrong with people?
They want the perfect picture.
I know. I understand.
That's not even a cool photo.
Well, bison weighs like 5,000 pounds,
right?
But I wouldn't even have him unrestrained. Toddlers, like, James is off.
Right.
Like, you're walking up to a 5,000.
Do we have video where they're saying it's so cute, the 5,000-pound bison?
Well, we have a video that was recorded of this going on, and these are the people that are upset about it, Rob and Jennifer Gunderson.
Honestly, it was shocking. I can understand if you want to go up and think you can get close to a bison, but to bring a small toddler.
There's signs everywhere, but yet nobody pays attention to them. I get it as an adult. You're thinking, oh, it won't happen to me, but you're going to do it with your kids. That's what really dumbfounded us on all of it.
Yeah. Terrible.
No, I love bison burger, though. I've had bison burger, and I played at Mosh University, Thunder and Herd. Our mascot was a bison.
Oh.
Those things are massive.
Okay.
And we're going to end with a new report out of Smart Asset that has ranked the Boston-Cambridge-Newton metro area as the most expensive city in the United States to raise a child. The total annual cost of raising a kid in 2025 is $39,221. That is an increase from 3.87% increase from last year.
Wow. So over 10 years, that'll cost you $400,000.
Correct.
And over 20, $800,000.
Yes.
So almost $1 million to raise your child in Boston.
Yeah.
Courtney
yeah.
loves it here.
I do love it here. I never want to leave.
But it is so stupid that we have a system where one of the parents often has to work just to pay for the child care.
Yeah.
So why don't we, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're working just to pay for child care, why couldn't you just stay home?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's insane the amount of money things cost.
Yeah.
And it just goes up every month.
Mm-hmm.
Not here at the Beachcomber. Very affordable here at the Beachcomber.
Yes.
Bar is open. Cape is beautiful.
Beautiful. This bar is like worldwide known. Like everybody, we were talking about it the other day. Curtis was like, after the first time I went to the Beachcomber, I started seeing the t-shirts and the sweatshirts and the hats everywhere. You'll be in Italy and then you can see somebody in a Beachcomber t-shirt. It's insane. Like
he'll be short.
Yeah. No, well, no. If you come visit this area, you're going to come to the Beachcomber.
Totally.
Well, we may owe a certain president for that. And we will find out whether that is truth or fraudulent coming up in a little bit. Was that a good tease?
That
excellent.
Was great.
Okay. That's horizontal. No, vertical.
Vertical, yeah. We are going to play truth or fraudulent. You versus Wiggy coming up. So if you want in, talk to the barista, Ken Laird.
Where is Ken?
I don't know where Ken is.
At the bar. What else is new?
So we'll get to truth or fraudulent with Wiggy coming up, the Cape Cod edition. And then we are going to get to the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic, wrapping everything up in sports from this week at 8:45. And, of course, we are going to play your Hill Notes back coming up at 9:20 this morning. You can leave one of those on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. Here now is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Yankees in town. 7:10 first pitch. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Great to have our guy Sean McDonough back. Although I will say that Will and Will as a duo are excellent.
Yes.
On the broadcast.
As long as they're not talking about Roman Anthony's mom.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is rude, Will.
So we're not going to get much of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer this weekend.
Correct.
Which is frustrating.
Yes.
It's the baseball stupid analytics thing. Let the kids go up there, face a couple lefties, and see what they can do. How do you know they can't hit lefties if you don't give them an opportunity? Right.
You actually know the opposite about Roman, correct?
Right.
And so I think Ken, I hate to do it, was right when he said that they weren't going to make Roman Anthony's debut on the road. They had his debut Monday, the three games that precede the Yankee series that's already sold out, so they don't need to rely on those guys.
Because they don't want to put the pressure on them.
Right, they're already here,
but
and they don't want to. It's stupid, believe me.
They're playing for the Boston Red
right.
Sox.
Like, right.
And honestly, they have single-handedly created the most excitement about this team in a long time.
Roman Anthony led the team in the second game with a two-run double, and then you had Meyer with the two home runs.
Yeah, it's just Brad Foe on this station yesterday reporting that when Willier Abreu comes back, Roman Anthony may be sent back down to Worcester. Which
that would be
doesn't make any sense to me either.
It doesn't.
So, all right.
The Oilers are alive after some extra hockey and being down in most of the game. Edmonton takes the game 5-4 behind yet another Draisaitl game winner. The U.S. Open, day two is underway. J.J. Spahn is atop the leaderboard at 4-under. Scottie Scheffler, 7 shots back at Oakmont. J.J. was the only guy to end the first day bogey-free. The Thunder and Pacers face off for game 4 tonight in Indiana. Tip is at 8:30. And are you looking for the perfect gift for Dad? It is Father's Day on Sunday. 99 Restaurant gift cards are the perfect gift. For every $25 you purchase, you'll receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending, truth or fraudulent, coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is a roadshow Friday at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on the Cape. And we are about to get to Truth or Fraudulent, the Cape Cod edition. Ken Laird is here, the brand manager at WEEI. Round of applause for Ken, if you could.
Yeah, Ken. No. Best Ken? Boss.
Boss Hogg.
Good morning.
Boss
good morning.
Hogg?
Can I clarify something? Were you eating as your entree last night at the Sea Dog a Caesar salad?
Well, no, that was the side dish.
Oh, okay.
I had a burger and a side salad.
Mm. Okay, all right.
Smart move.
No fries? Who doesn't have fries with a burger?
I'm trying to avoid the cardiovascular issues. So I'm cutting down on the fries.
My dad's like,
okay. Smart move.
But the burger's okay.
Okay, but the cheeseburger was fine?
Yeah. I hate to be that guy, but isn't Caesar salad just as fattening as fries?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It is.
Unless you did like dressing on the side. But.
No, I don't think so, because it's not, you know, it's not
fried
and grease and all that other stuff. Right. It's just, you know, I get the Caesar dressing might be a little bit... have some calories in it,
high
but it's not
sodium.
It's not like French fries.
Through the Yuka app.
All right. So we have some questions about the Cape for Wiggy, and up to you as a listener as well to determine whether the statements that we make are truth or are fraudulent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Mark.
Where are you from?
I am from Marshfield.
Marshfield.
Yes. All right. I actually had a burger at the Cask and Flagon yesterday in Marshfield with a side Caesar salad.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Right. I thought I was doing something, but I guess not.
How was the burger?
It was pretty good, actually.
Temp?
Did you go? Smash burger.
Yum.
So no temp.
Love the smash burger.
Bacon jam on top.
Oh, really? Very
delicious.
Good.
Nothing better than a smash burger.
Really?
Oh. I love the smash
Same.
Burgers.
With you, Wiggy.
I know it's all the rage on the TikTok, but what's the
best?
The regular burger sometimes holds a lot of grease in it.
Best part of it.
Yeah, not really.
It's crispy, too.
It gives you this, like, weird feeling when you eat it, like the smash burger all day long.
But you can't but you can't get a temperature on it. Like, you can't get it rare.
No.
Ugh.
Have you ever had Five Guys?
Yeah.
You like their burgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're kind of like smash burgers.
All right, let's continue this off.
You want to get to continue the food discussion later?
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on a second here. Okay. The town of Orleans, here on the Cape, was attacked by a German submarine during World War I.
Oh, wow.
Truth or fraudulent, Wiggy?
Wow. Oh, this is a good one here. Orleans, a German.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fraudulent.
That's what?
That's fraudulent.
That is fraudulent?
Germans weren't coming way over here to Orleans.
Okay, sir.
I'll go with truth then.
You would be correct.
Yes. All
right. Wow. World War I?
Yes.
I need it.
We have a limited edition Roadshow trucker hat for you. What
the hell the Germans want with Orleans?
Well, we were
I mean, you got to come over here.
They didn't.
Is there a big Jewish population in Orleans during World War I to make them come all the way over to them?
Well, they were fighting all of America.
Yeah, but I mean.
You understand that.
No, I get it, but like, I could see you going to like Boston, a major city.
Also,
but
you have your world wars mixed up.
It's all right.
You're thinking of two.
Oh, two is, okay.
Right.
Which one was one? Was that Japan?
That was.
Is Hiroshima?
No,
that was World War II.
That was two?
Yeah,
how many? What was one then?
It's a long story. There's a movie, 1917. It's great.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I did like that movie.
Yeah.
They did sink a tugboat in Orleans, and the rest of the shells that they fired landed in the marsh and on the beach, so nobody was killed.
Wow. Oh,
thank goodness.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
My name is Stacy.
Stacy, microphone right up close to you or we'll get feedback. Where are you from?
Falmouth.
All right.
Nice.
Excellent. All right. The term Sagamore, which the bridge takes its name from, is a Native American word for bumper-to-bumper traffic. Truth or fraudulent?
That's fraudulent.
That is fraudulent?
I actually know the original name of Sagamore.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your answer?
It's fraudulent.
It's fraudulent. Okay. Yeah.
I believe it is an Indian word.
You are both
correct. Yeah, but it means droopy boobs.
Sagamore.
It doesn't. It does not.
I believe it does.
No.
You knew he was going to go there, though.
It means chief.
I had no idea.
It means chief is what it means.
You sure?
Yes. Yes.
Sagamore?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
The companies have hit.
What is your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Lakeville.
Okay. What do you do, Dan?
I hang out at the Beachcomber.
All right.
Nice.
Good. Great choice. Cape Cod's only strip club, Zachary's, closed on June 3rd, 2019, after a visiting golfer suffered a severe eye injury when hit by a ping pong ball that was launched by a dancer during her performance.
From where?
Truth or fraudulent?
If there's a strip club on the Cape, this is definitely true.
Okay.
Because I can only imagine who was dancing in that thing.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, you want a ping pong ball with my cigarette? Pop.
So you're saying true.
Oh, yeah, this is true. This is definitely true.
Wiggy is saying true. You, sir?
I'm going fraudulent, but that was a pretty nice place. Never been there.
Uh-huh. Was it?
It used to be, the locals used to call it Porky's. Because of the movie.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
Not because of the dancers? Not because of the day shifters.
Not the Sagamore.
No. You are correct. That is, it did close. There's no longer a strip club on the Cape, but it was not because of that.
Anytime the strippers have, C-section scars.
God.
You know it's going to be wild and ping pong balls flying.
All right. Hello.
Hello. How are we doing?
What's your name?
Tim Coughlin.
Tim, where are you from?
Lowell, Mass.
Yes!
All right. Thanks for making the trip. By the way, where are my New York guys? We have the Chicago guys in Newport. Where's the New York?
They got some New Yorkers.
We got some New York guys made the trip for the road show. Give them a round of applause.
I love that.
Come on. All right.
Oh, jeez.
All right. All right. Yes, they do.
All right.
Not as bad as your Red Sox.
We still have an hour and 20 minutes. This place is going to be on fire.
Fried clams were invented by Howard Johnson and first served at his restaurant in Yarmouth in 1925.
This is true.
Okay, sir, truth or fraudulent?
I'm going to go true. Howard Johnson's been along for a long time. Well, used to be around for a long time.
You are both incorrect. I'm sorry.
Hojo's.
The fried clam. Does anybody know where it was invented? It was invented in Massachusetts. Not in Orleans. Near Ipswich.
Des Moines.
Where? Somebody said Woodman's. Did somebody say Woodman's? Woodman's is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
I've been there before. Wow, I didn't know that.
Lawrence Chubby Woodman invented it at Woodman's in 1916. All right. Who is next? Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Nicole.
And who do you have with you? Who's this?
This is Bodie.
Hi, Bodie.
Hi, Bodie.
Oh, I definitely could beat Bodie. I know Bodie. I could beat him.
I could beat Bodie.
Curtis, he's about the same age as your son.
Oh, man. You have my prayers.
Yes.
In 1961, when President Kennedy took 43,000 acres on the Cape by eminent domain to create the Cape Cod National Seashore, he allowed the Beachcomber, where we are today, to be one of only 11 properties to remain privately owned.
Oh. Mm.
Because he had had sex with a waitress in the parking lot.
Oh, Lord.
We have a child.
Is that true? Is that truth?
No. Bodie knows it's true. Bodie, come on now.
Is that truth?
That is true.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That is
true.
Bodie knows it's true. Ain't nothing better.
First part true. Second part false.
You got it.
Oh, you got it. Yes.
All right. Give her a trucker hat.
A lot of great things happen in the parking lot.
Can you imagine though? Would that be possible now with social media and so for to take 43,000 acres and eminent domain?
I thought you were going to say banging chicks in the pool of the White House.
No, eminent domain wise.
Oh, would that? No. Yeah. I mean, it's America. Let's be honest.
Yeah. All right. We have one more. Who's next? Come on. Step right up. One more truth or fraudulent question. The Cape Cod edition. Good morning, sir.
What's up?
What is your name?
Mike.
Mike, where do you come from?
Falmouth.
All right.
A lot of Falmouth folks.
Yeah, thank goodness. The unofficial anthem of the Cape, the Pina Colada song, was a number one hit for Jimmy Buffett in 1979. Truth or fraudulent?
I like that. So if you like Pina Colada.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's false, though.
You're going to say that's fraudulent?
Yeah.
That's fraudulent.
What's fraudulent about it?
It's not by Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, who's it by?
The Beach Boys.
No,
I knew
not,
it.
It's not the Beach Boys. Anybody? Rupert Holmes.
Oh, yes. Rupert Holmes.
All right, give the man a hat.
Rupert Holmes.
Yes.
Great job. Give everybody
job,
a round
guys.
Of applause. Shine
Good
can,
job.
Shine can take us to break, I think, with the great Rupert Holmes. I mean,
all right.
He was unhappy with his song because it was all he was ever known for. Wanted to play his other songs, not this one.
Oh, hit the post.
Yeah. We've been together too long.
Grab someone you love.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel a sing-along coming. Have we ever done a roadshow sing-along?
I don't think so. This would be a first.
Oh, I feel like it's coming.
Get ready, Wiggy.
Are you guys ready?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. Roadshow Friday and roadshow number 5 and our fourth roadshow season. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to get to the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic on everything that happened this week in sports. But while we are here in Wellfleet, we are raising money for a local family. And Chris Vipino is here with us this morning. And Chris, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
And the chief of the fire department, Chief Capello, is here too. Chief, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Whoever was burning one earlier in the building came to the attention of the chief, I'll tell you that much. So just be careful.
I got hungry.
Now, Chris, you are a sea captain. You're a clammer?
Yes.
Yep. And there was a fire at the pier here. When was that?
April 3rd.
April 3rd. And you lost your boat.
Yes.
And what was the name of your boat?
That was the Lady Irene.
Okay. And that's how you support your family?
Yes.
And I am told that there's no opportunity when it comes to insurance to be able to continue to support your family.
No, they'll cover, lost property or whatever the value of the vessel was. But as far as waiting on them for months and months, there's no coverage for any lost income.
And so what have you been doing?
I've been on the phone a lot with the insurance company.
Yeah.
Is what I've been doing.
And you have kids?
Yes, two.
Two kids. What are their names?
Colt and Corey, 6 and 4.
All right. So, how often does this happen? I'm sure it's not a common occurrence.
Boat fires happen, but the situation we had was very, very rare.
Yeah.
Being that it was moored up against the pier, and the actual pier caught on fire as well.
Yeah.
And it jumped from the pier to the boat, correct?
Well, there's no determination exactly how it happened.
Okay.
We had it investigated by the state fire marshal. But we do know that both the vessel and the pier caught on fire. We're not sure exactly how that happened, though.
While we're here, we're doing a big event this afternoon, raising money for your family. We have a check to present to you so that you can get to the point where you actually have a boat. That's because of all these incredible people here, and I know you want to come on and thank them this morning.
So. Yeah, and you as well. This is, I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss of words. This has been humbling.
Well, when you get back out on the boat, we want fried clams.
Anytime. fry them, I'll bring them.
I want to go clamming. I've never,
save that.
Okay. Can't win.
How difficult is it,
That's a very open-ended question.
Yeah.
I think it's easier than this right now, being on the air. But,
yeah. You go out. How do you find them?
You look.
You just look. You look.
Yep.
But do you, rake in the water?
We do a lot. In this case, with this boat, we're pulling a small dredge behind us.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And what's a good day? How many clams is a good day?
We're allowed 35 bushels a day per the town regs.
Yeah.
Anything north of 20,
yeah,
is what I
want to go clamming.
Yeah, do you know what,
me
Roger?
Too. I really yeah, want. Yeah, I'd yeah. like to.
We're gonna get you back up there.
If you came back with only 35 bushels, do you know what the great Roger Berkowitz would say to you? Yeah. Do you know?
No. Tell me.
Shime can tell you. I think. Shime should be able to tell you. I think.
Uh oh.
Shime, we're doing a segment on clams.
Not enough. Clams.
Yes. All right. Finally. All right.
I know. I was searching for it. I spelt clams wrong because I was typing too fast. My bad.
How do you spell
bad fingers?
Well, I spelled. I accidentally typed in calm instead of clam. It was a whole thing. I got to be
all right.
quick.
Well, we hope that you guys hang in there family-wise. We appreciate you coming by, sharing your story. Chief, thanks for welcoming us here to Wellfleet. We appreciate it. Courtney would like a firefighter escort out, if that's possible, later
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A couple trucks, whatever you got.
Ladder truck, whatever she wants.
Whatever you guys have available. All right, round of applause for the chief and for Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
And we'll be at the Pearl later on this afternoon. Yep. You're staying down, right?
Yeah, Santo and I are staying down.
Oh, Santo's here. A round of
applause. Yeah, he's here. I don't know where he went. He is here, though. He's in the back. Oh, gosh.
We have a round of applause for Santo.
Oh, there he is. Look how handsome he is.
There he is. Look at him.
Oh, he came in. He rode his bike here from Brewster.
What?
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's training for the PMC, and so he's in training right now. He did a ride yesterday and a big ride this morning, so he's riding for his mom in August.
Hardo move. Hardo move riding your bike from Brewster to the Beachcomber. Although I will say, get home safely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to drive him home. He's not going to ride back. Yeah, he dunked in the ocean to cool off, and now he's here.
Oh, excellent. All right. Every week we wrap the week up with acrobatic and the weekly wrap up. Are you guys ready for the weekly wrap up? Do you want it right now here at the Beachcomber? Yes.
What other place has a pina colada sing along into acrobatic?
Nobody can do that. And what other show can set women back 50 years, 75 or whatever it was? All right, here is acrobatic and the weekly wrap up.
Watch out now.
One, two, one, two. Check, check, check.
Listen to the first verse.
Watch out now.
It's Friday and Boston said more please. And it's the 13th body to beat like Jason Voorhees. That's what I do. Here we go. Get ready. No goalie mask, just a mic, no machete. If Stanley Cup info is what you came for, the Oilers won in overtime to tie it after game four. The Bruins' new head coach, Marco Sturm. Can he turn the team around and keep the job long term? Stephon Diggs said his life is not a journal. So anything personal will remain internal. Now that's a standpoint I can see. Because being famous shouldn't have to mean giving up your privacy. Knee surgery was Jaylen Brown's doc wishes. For a minute, he was running on a torn meniscus. We need JB, there's no imitation. But now he should be ready for camp, no limitation. The NBA Finals ratings are down. Like Curtis said, the people on the net hating are clowns. Ask Wiggy, the series lacks star power. And all the major market teams lost, so the fans are all sour. But it's still two great teams, acknowledge it. And understand it's not all politics. Game 3, OKC looked too lame to run. Indiana won, so they up 2-1. Lately, the Red Sox bats have been waking up. Up and down the lineup, the stats have been shaking up. Back-to-back series wins over 10 days. Went and beat the Yankees, now they coming back to Fenway. Roman Anthony had a great start, y'all see him? Nope, because y'all was too busy in his sister's DMs. Roman hitting that mark with force for AL Rookie of the Year. He might be a dark horse. It's act, there can never be a replacement. Rap needs me like the Sox need a first baseman. Or like the Sox need to stay out the basement. Boston Sports Company with Acro, say it. Turn it up!
Oh, yes! Right? Unbelievable.
Acrobatic, man.
Acrobatic. We wouldn't,
you're on fire.
We wouldn't awesome. Know acrobatic without the Boston Sports Company, so
yes.
We want to thank
yes.
them for that. Yeah. All right.
I have a segment idea.
Yes.
For Leah Anthony.
Yeah.
She comes on and gives us that week's 5 worst pickup lines that sure. she got on Instagram.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
Good.
We'll get her back on.
Well, I actually sent a picture. There's a picture that was tweeted out this morning by Old School Boston. That is Nuns Day at Fenway. I say, this is Boston now after Courtney's interview.
Yeah. No. God forbid somebody has a fun time on a radio show.
Yeah.
And and some feel the need to speak up for her.
Sports, it's very serious. Yeah. Baseball is serious.
Baseball is very serious.
And like
serious.
You said, she was happy about it. It's like the people that go after all the Native American name teams but are not Native American.
Correct, like, yes.
Great point, Wiggy.
Yeah. Yes. All right, we are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. Roadshow number 4. Number 5. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.